have like a tower haircut, but
Blog Talk Radio.
How's that better? I still got a little piece of his arm there. Fuck.
That's all right. I think that's fine.
Okay. Can you guys hear me if I'm over here?
Yeah.
Oh, is this a, can you hear me like this? Or is it too, am I, is the mic too far?
I think this is probably better, right?
That's better, but I
yes,
heard you
better.
The other way also.
Okay. Noah, that mic looks like such a dildo.
Fuck.
Hot.
Is it better like this, or is it okay like this?
It's okay like
it's
that.
It's okay like that. It's
marginally
not,
better when you lean in, but not.
Yeah,
greatly.
It's not the end of the world.
How about me? Am I close enough?
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Yeah, you sound good.
This time you didn't even need
to. Okay, I'll have the chat open, so if anybody needs to message me, the Zoom chat, we could use that. So
like that. Is it less of a penis now?
I didn't say it was a bad thing. I just said it looks like a dildo. I have to change it.
Very
okay.
Girthy.
It's a chode.
Yeah.
Almost.
But a long chode, yeah.
Tuna can.
It's like one of those Super Mario Bullet Bill or whatever.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
My heart rate has gone down to this. Oh.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Welcome.
We're not starting
yet. Christoph's P2F.
Okay, I just want to make sure it's the right one. All right, here we go.
Recording in progress.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Ed Sheeran and Cradle of Filth might be working on a collaboration soon. Yes, Rob, this means we're one step closer to your dream of a Dua Lipa pricked up sea duet. You sick, sick man. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
I think that would be pretty brutal. Dua Lipa would sound great under pulverizing Canadian death metal. It's the Metal Injection Livecast. Full of mashups and collaborations. And thank you for joining us.
What would you call a mashed up name of Dua Lipa and Lord Worm?
Lord
Worma
Lipa? Lipa?
Lip Worm?
Dua
like
Worma?
I like Dua Worma because I feel like that sounds like a Norwegian black metal.
Wormaraba.
Wormaraba. Wormaraba. That sounds like a pharmaceutical drug.
Sort of
Wormaraba.
Made by
side
AstraZeneca.
Make
side
a picture of the star, please. Oh, sunflower seeds. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Side effects may also include growing a third butt cheek.
That's right.
You know, I got to do that voice on a commercial recently.
Ooh.
A disclaimer voice?
Kind of commercial.
For Botox.
Oh, no.
How'd you get hooked up with that gig?
It was a commercial. I mean, I don't know if it's airing yet, so I don't know how much I can say about it, but someone that I know was voicing it, and they needed another voice to do the disclaimer, not the talent. So instead of, you know, like, I'm not going to reach out to a voiceover artist. I have all the equipment and stuff. So I was putting together the commercial, and I was like, well, I'll just do it.
Mm-hmm. So where is this going to air that we can hear it?
It's going to air on the radio. It's going to air in, like, podcast feeds. And once it's live, I'll see if maybe I can, like, bring it here and we can make fun
of
it.
Awesome. This, I wouldn't make fun. I think you're great at that kind of stuff.
the way you said that makes I think you're great at that kind of stuff. Other stuff you're horrible at.
Yeah, I didn't mean it that way. I see why you say that. I didn't mean it that way at all.
No, it's fine.
But I wish you would have, I'm assuming you didn't do this. Maybe you did, and I'll be pleasantly surprised. When you read all that fast text, just insert a plug for the live cast in there.
No, I couldn't do it. So those commercials, there's a time restriction. It's like very, very, like there's no room for going off script. It has to be a specific time. So I had to like speed myself up so I like legit sound like the commercials.
The micro machines.
That's why they have to do it too. I'm sure they would much rather just say it.
Right, but there's like so much stuff to say and like weird complicated words.
Your announcer, Chuck Landing,
Rob,
welcoming you to the
ad now?
Now we're really starting the show.
Yes. This whole
man,
thing was
Chuck,
a dream.
Chuck is like, enough, Noah, enough.
No, he's jealous. That's fine.
Yeah,
all
he's
right.
Like, he's the voiceover guy.
Well, he's the one that she was assisting.
Yeah.
Was Chuck
talent.
Doing it as himself or just generic voiceover guy? Was he like, hi, I'm Chuck Blandington on behalf of Botox?
Yeah, he was a little bit more excited than he is opening our show.
I bet.
For sure.
Finally something he could actually get behind.
he's a fan of Botox?
Hell yeah. His wife, Chelsea, uses it semi-annually.
Is she a human?
Well, no, but for her prosthetic face, she needs to get it filled out sometimes.
Yeah, she's been upgraded to one of those, like, new AI robots.
Yeah.
So she's like a cyborg. She has human skin over a metal endoskeleton, what we're saying?
She's a sex doll.
I had no idea about this.
Why else would Chuck be with her?
I don't know. I thought maybe he's old school. You know, he likes the old tin shitbox model. What do I know? He seems like a pretty
name in high school. Tin shitbox.
He seems like a conservative type, but you know, one of those reactionary, don't ever change anything guys. Isn't like
he's a boomer robot.
He's a boomer robot. I think we can all agree he's a boomer. I didn't think he'd go in for the new models that look like humans. He seems to hate humans. Why does
he
want
to replicate?
He
likes the trophy wife.
What do you guys like? Imagine when you see Chuck Blandington in your mind, like what is the robot that you imagine?
Can I say what I think?
Yeah.
First,
everyone will go around.
I imagine one of two things, a sort of a combination of two things. One is a male version of Rosie the Robot, the maid from the Jetsons, and the other one is a grown-up version of Wally.
Okay.
I just see a lot of boxy, like circuitry and like that kind of transistors, you know, like a 50s robot.
Yes. What about you, Sid?
C-3PO. That's what I see, basically.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Although C-3PO is very thin. Like I picture him being sort of a fat, like eating Cheetos on the couch personality.
So it's like C-3PO if he let himself go.
Yes. Even though robots don't eat, so I don't know how that would work. But I picture him being built that way, just having that built-in personality.
So we're asking what Chuck Blandington's physical...
Yeah, like what comes to your mind when I say Chuck Blandington?
Well, I mean, I guess it's kind of ruined it because of the Bland Ejection Twitter account. I just see Johnny Five. That's how I imagine Johnny Five alive.
I see Bender from Futurama.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
okay.
A good one, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say he also kind of looks like Rosie from the Jets.
Yes, thank you. So I was going to say, like... Yes, he like him kind of blended with Rosie. You see that?
Good one.
He is old school.
Bender also kind of hates everything, too. So he's kind of got that Chuck vibe going.
Makes sense.
Well, I'm sure Bender would hate the news that Ed Sheeran might be working on on some music with Cradle of Filth, Janny Filth. So very passingly... Ed Sheeran, of course, let's take a step back. Ed Sheeran, a pop star, and really annoying songs, like The Shape of You or whatever. Like
he actually finally put out one song that I didn't hate. His most recent one was not terrible.
Yeah. One that
one that we did a parody of, too, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
Shape of Derensky.
That's
right. You could play that at the end of the show or something.
Yes.
Would that get copyright stricken if just because it's the track and me singing over it?
I wonder. But we don't have. It's not the actual track. It's like a karaoke version track, right? So.
But I think it's like taken. It's like mixed down with the vocals removed from the real song, though.
Then maybe we just post it later this week to remind everybody of its existence.
Sorry, Noah. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was just going to ask Sid to sing the song that he likes by Ed Sheeran.
That's not going to happen.
And I
didn't necessarily say I like it. I just don't hate it.
Is it The Shape of You? Or
No. It's one of his new songs. I think it's Bad Habits. I think that one.
It's like a beat from it.
I don't remember it well enough. I just remember not hating it. It's not going to happen.
I don't think he's like entirely terrible. He's just like kind of bland. He's got a good voice. He just sings lame music, but yeah. I don't think it's like the worst shit ever made, you know?
I think it's impressive that someone that ugly can become a pop star. So that's cool.
Yes.
Like,
I didn't know how
him.
To say
yeah,
that.
Well, I think it's because his voice sounds like, I'm going to say it, a black guy, you know, like he kind of has, you don't know, his voice doesn't sound like he's ugly. Not like a black
every
guy. That's
British
not what I mean.
Pop star
I mean, just
like
an R&B. He has like a very sensual R&B voice.
He has an Hall & Oates thing going on. You know, I think he is a competent white, he has a white sounding voice, but competent and singing black music is how I would put it. I can tell he's white when he sings, but he doesn't sound like a white guy appropriating black music to me.
Well, if you think Ed Sheeran is appropriate black music and you're listening live Tuesdays starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, give us a ring-a-ding-ding. 213-WIDE-NUT. That's our phone number. 213-943-3688. And, of course, if you listen during the week and you want to respond to something we say, email us, hatemail@metalinjection.net. And you can email us and or record a voice memo, record a video, send that. A lot of different ways you can contact us. Of course, social media. But anyway, so back to Ed Sheeran. A few months ago, he was interviewed by prestigious UK tabloid The Sun, and he said, I was really into death metal as a kid. I listened to Cradle of Filth and Slipknot and all that stuff.
Cradle of Filth?
The guy from Total Recall. Quail.
I'm not saying I could ever step into that world, but I learned all those riffs on guitar as a kid. It's something I never thought about doing, but something I would not be opposed to creating.
Okay, that sounds to me like a humble brag a little bit.
Yeah.
Like saying that he's a kid and he can play.
I was
metal.
A child and I learned all those riffs and then I didn't care to actually do anything with them. I went on to more important shit when I became an adult.
To be fair, he was spotted backstage at a Marilyn Manson concert with the guy from Korn. And
is that
Jonathan
something to
Diggs?
Be proud of?
Yeah, that just means sex assault charges are pending probably.
Well,
he doesn't get locked up before this collaboration.
Did Ed Sheeran get assaulted by one of these guys?
No, he's probably doing the assault. He might have touched Fieldy somewhere that Fieldy was not allowed.
Oh, will you stop?
How's Fieldy doing? Is Fieldy all right? Does he have COVID too? I know Jonathan Davis has COVID now.
No, but he's off the tour right now because I believe he might. I'm not sure if he's at rehab or something, but he wasn't able to tour. He needed to take a break to focus on himself and his family.
Was Jonathan Davis not vaccinated, or did he get it?
He was vaccinated.
And he got COVID.
Yes.
And is he
breakthrough.
He's okay.
Was he laid up? Was he a serious case? Or
No, he said he was fine, but they canceled a few dates just out of precaution.
I see.
So people won't be able to see Korn, won't be able to see Aaron Lewis in Spain for a few days. That's
oh,
moment.
No. Oh, no.
But back to this Ed Sheeran thing. So I guess there might have been something, I didn't write about it at the time, but Danny Filth shared that story on Instagram and kind of was like almost calling him a poser. Like, how dare you? But out of that, they started emailing.
And their love grew.
According to Danny,
wait,
Danny
hold on.
Says,
maybe poser has a different meaning in Britain.
Yes, it's how they say truck, Noah. It's put some petrol in me poser.
Is that for real?
Oh, Lori is a truck. I should have kept that going. Fuck.
Yes.
In 2029, I could have had Rob at a party saying like a poser to mean truck or something.
Yeah, just visiting the UK. Oh, is that a poser? Am I right, guys? Poser? Did I get it?
Poser.
Do you use that D accent when you visit the UK, Rob? Do you just talk in that accent, actually? Like, try to blend in?
You can't. You just adapt it after a while, you know?
Oh, I thought because this was a future scenario in 2029, he was just assuming the U.S. would collapse and be overrun by the U.K. They'd all be speaking with British accents, which is entirely possible.
Yeah. Rob's ready. Either way, Rob is prepared.
Okay. Danny Phil.
So he goes, oh, I've been emailing with him.
He actually
touched base with me.
Uh-oh.
I've been invited up to his place. Well,
like Pippi Longstocking, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Well, he said he could come down to mine, but I pointed out to him that I don't own a bar or village, and it'd be better if I went there.
Oh, Mr. Phil, can I have some more, please?
He said he'd do anything, quite literally. He said he's a massive fan. He seems like a genuinely very nice guy, actually.
Wait, are you Ed Sheeran or Danny Filth? I can't.
Now I'm Danny Filth still. And then
Has he been on our show? Show the man some respect.
Has he?
I think so. Didn't he even talk about soccer?
Yeah, a while back. So Filth added that it's not that crazy that Sheeran and he might do something together. And he goes, we've always been like that. Someone tells us not to do something, then we'll do it. That's been our prerogative the whole time. I did this rap song with this band, Twisted.
Oh, no.
Let's hear that. We can't hear it, right?
Oh.
You can listen to it. It's a new single. It'd be great if we did it for charity. At least it would bring a bit of credibility to it, because obviously to the public, it'd be like, oh, my God, he's got this weird comical guy. And to my public, it'd be like, oh, my God, this is a bit weird, isn't it? But I think that sort of thing nowadays works.
So
yeah,
both of them would
it.
Say
get...
it was weird. I don't know why he had to have
both
that
fan base. Yes.
I love how you have to write this article journalistically, like Filth said that, like he's, you know, Henry Kissinger said.
Well, how should I say it?
I didn't say you did anything wrong. I just think it's funny that the guy's name is Filth and you have to say Filth was heard to say.
For me, that mind your self-indulgence guy we were talking about last week. What was his name? Johnny Urine.
Oh, you talked about him?
Didn't we?
Oh. Well, I know I talked to Rob about him over text.
I thought we just chatted about it off air.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think we mentioned it.
Either way, there's a person named Johnny Urine, and he's in trouble.
He's more than in trouble. He's been touching kids.
Yeah, but is he locked up yet?
I don't know.
I don't think so. He's being sued.
Okay, so. We'll see if he's actually in trouble.
Very gross.
Have you seen the kids that he touched? Maybe they were very attractive, Rob.
Okay,
stop. Gross.
All right, enough.
You're
enough
the one that called them gross, Rob.
No, we called him the urine guy gross.
I know what you said. I'm talking about what Rob said. And Rob called
Stop
the children gross. They're upset enough as it is.
Yes, the
Rob,
children have been grossly abused. Rob just didn't finish his sentence.
They got urine all over them. Of course they're gross.
I can't molest you. You got urine all over your face.
But you put yourself on me, Mr. Urine.
Mr. Urine. Do you think you would? I'm sure people must have at some point called him Mr. Urine. Is that band good? Were they good? Mindless Self-Indulgence? I don't think I ever listened to
them. Is that a band you listen to?
No.
Aren't they like punk?
Are they? Rob?
With a name like Johnny Urine, I feel like he has to be punk at some. Like, come on. You're just born when you're born with that name, you have to be punk.
Well, I think his actual name is not Urine, but it sounds like Urine, so he went by that moniker.
I was making a joke.
Like Uringer or something.
Making a joke. I thought he just took the name Urine to be shocking.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if they were. I think, isn't one of the members married to the guy from My Chemical Romance? I think one of the female members is married to Gerard Way.
Well, she might not even be in the band anymore. There might not be a band anymore.
Yeah.
No more Chemical Romance than having Johnny Urine touch you.
Maybe Gerard Way could become the new lead singer of Mindless Self-Indulgence now that guy's in jail.
Why not? Oh,
My
did he go to
Chemical Self-Indulgence. Well, I assume he will be if he's touching kids, right? But you got to hope.
Well, there are a lot of people who aren't in jail who are touching kids. Yeah.
He won't
Maybe
be in the
be
band. He won't be in the band. At the very least, you got to think.
Don't punish him with a good time.
There's no children unless they send him to juvie. Oh my God, could you imagine?
I just mean he's out of a shitty band.
Yeah,
like, well,
yeah. Fair.
That urine out.
Yeah, so do we think this Danny Filth, Ed Sheeran thing is even going to be good to get back to the original topic?
I don't.
Probably not.
I mean, I'm not a fan of either one, so I don't know how putting them both together would make them good. But
and no,
would it be interesting, let's say?
Would it be Danny Filth singing on an Ed Sheeran type song or Ed Sheeran singing on a Cradle of Filth type song?
Which one of those is more interesting?
I think Ed Sheeran singing Cradle of Filth is more interesting.
No, I think Danny Filth singing on an Ed Sheeran like Calypso track or something.
I don't even know. I can't even like hear in my head what Danny Filth vocals sound like. So I don't know that.
Preachy.
Like,
I think Ed Sheeran on a Danny Filth song would be a better song, but I think Danny Filth singing an Ed Sheeran song would be more of a fun train wreck.
I don't know. I just feel like it'd be more interesting to see Ed Sheeran try to do crazy metal vocals and
well,
see what the hell that sounds like.
So I don't think he would, though.
What's
he singing normally?
Well, yeah, I think there would be like he would sing normally and then Danny Filth come in with the crazy vocals. Like, I think that's how it would go.
But what's the collaboration? Like, one song or like they should do a split EP?
Yeah.
With, like,
oh, my God.
Songs.
How, do you, how
each,
many?
Each way. I don't know. Three songs each way.
It'll be our new Lulu.
God.
They should just do Lulu. Just re-record Lulu. It's
but you see, Lulu wasn't like that because Lulu was just like, if it was Metallica doing Lou Reed sounding stuff, that might have been good. If it was Lou Reed doing Metallica sounding stuff, that might have been good. But it was both of them doing stuff shittier than either of them do. So if that's what Ed Sheeran and Danny Filth are doing, that would be hilarious. But I don't think that's. I think I have to imagine that they know better.
This is what we should do with it.
Throw it away.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
It's really just Ed Sheeran trying to get on that Post Malone, Machine Gun Kelly bandwagon of these pop guys trying to, like, embrace their rock roots to varying degrees of success.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was wondering, like, is this even, like, shocking anymore? Like, does this cause outrage in the metal community anymore?
Yes.
I mean, it's very easy to cause outrage in the metal community.
Yeah.
I don't think the pop community cares. They don't know who Danny Filth is.
They're and ultimately, guy. I think this is good for this is good for metal. Metal needs some sort of mainstream recognition. This is something.
Yeah.
If it gets somebody into Cradle of Filth, sure. Why would it be bad?
Now they're Cradle of Filth? What can they hold?
Cradle. Cradle.
Cradle.
Cradle
of Filth.
That's the Jewish cover band. Let's have
it. How Phil? How Phil? How Phil? How Phil?
If I smell a hit.
How'd you pull that up so fast, Aaron?
Skills.
So, speaking of musical collaborations, I want to talk about New York or Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Chucky the Schum.
Dropping hot fire rhymes. And he's dropping them with an old friend of the show. So let's just get to the clip first, and then we could do the context here. Let me set this up here. So they're opening a hip-hop museum in the Bronx. And I think that's cool and all, but there is kind of this aspect where it's like, hey, aren't there more pressing things to spend money on, like city dollars on, you know?
Is it all funded by the city?
I think it's partially funded by the city, partially some grants from like Def Jam and like Jay-Z. Like,
I think it like celebrates art and culture. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's... It's not the yeah exactly. There's worse things. It's better that to spend it on that than like
the
new
worst
fucking
like use of money is transporting Chuck Schumer to what we're about to show.
Ah,
well that's fair point. I mean the key point there is that it's not so much that the museum is bad; it's that Chuck Schumer is such a representative of waste and shittiness that to have him at this thing only calls attention to all the waste and all the things money could be used on.
Yeah.
So let's play this clip here. and see what our hard-earned tax dollars pay for.
My tax dollars aren't that hard.
Oh, look at this shimmy. So for our audio listeners, Chuck Schumer slowly shimmies into frame with the whitest shimmy you've ever seen.
And you could tell that he's like on the onset of osteoporosis because his back is totally is like curving.
Oh.
And like his ass and back, like there's no difference. So his pants are like hanging off of what looks to be like.
Oh, wow. Body shaming him for not having a batunkadunk.
No, it's from osteoporosis. It's a concern.
No, he looks like a statue in the park fell into a fountain and is bobbing up and down.
They pulled him down.
Yes.
Feels. Oh. No, they pulled him down, you know.
He's about to wrap.
Can we pause this for just 1 second? I just want to point out that we determined in the pre-show that this guy who's singing with him is the great Yankee Stadium guy.
Yes, I was going to mention that. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We'll talk about it in a moment. I want to get through the moment of Chuck Schumer first, and then we'll talk about the great Yankee Stadium guy.
So many questions.
That's his rap.
What did he say?
Hold on. Let me cue up a better clip where there was a subtitle from Gothamist. But he's like, we got the rap, we got the music, we got it all. Please vote for me next year and not somebody that from the left that might.
Wait, is he saying that rap isn't music? If he has to mention the music separately, he's implying that rap
is
not
a,
music.
This is a
we
great point.
We have rap. We have music. We have all of it. We have all other things like rap and music. We have
you
all
sound,
of it.
You sound way too together for Chuck Schumer. You're not like stammering, and it's not Jewish sounding
You're
enough.
Right. Let me do it again. We have music. We have rap. We also have rap in addition to the music. There will be like to normal music with the melody, and then there'll be rap also for those of you who just like melody and pleasant sounding music.
We got the music. We got it all. We are the Bronx.
He hightailed it out of that burrow so quick when this was over.
We got a helicopter. It's ready to take me away. I
got it all.
He accidentally encountered some brown people on this trip and was very, very upset about it.
Oh, God, it was khakis. Is that a braided belt? Is he wearing a braided belt?
I think he just did khaki in his khaki. What's he holding up?
Oh, we got the plaque. He didn't say we got the rap, but he said we got the plaque.
We have plaque.
We got the plaque.
For those
we got
of
the
us.
Music.
Who neglect our teeth. It's very important. We get rid of the plaque.
He's been doing stunts like this all over Brooklyn. He stopped by this, like, Park Slope is a very, like yuppies with, like, you know.
It's where you live, Rob. That's
I don't live in Park Slope. I live on the outskirts.
All right.
He lives in the far more expensive part of it. In the single, or I don't know if, no, he doesn't live there, but that's what he would stop at this cafe where there was a band playing and he went and like sang something. And so he's just been doing so much of this like local, like, look at me. I'm cool.
He's like
I'm
a
cool.
Clown.
Well,
like
I think it's
justice.
Because he's worried that he's going to get primaried from the left, like in his worst case scenario, it would be like AOC, who is right now a congresswoman. If she ran for senator, like, she might really pose a challenge to him because, you know, he's an old.
But he's
just had this position forever.
So he's doing this to retain power, not because he cares about his constituents.
Not because he cares about the plaque,
that's
the
all,
music.
That's the only reason politicians do anything in the public eye.
Yeah.
So they could stay in the public eye.
By the
so
way,
we mentioned,
Rob, that that brick facing in your living room belies your denial that you live in Park Slope.
Oh, that's the only place where there's exposed
it's very
brick.
Baroque and very she
Is it? I think it's the opposite. It's my landlord didn't want to paint walls, so he just broke them down. I was like, look, brick.
I think it's nice.
She-she-rob.
Here's the thing.
She-she-rob.
It makes it easy to – and also I rent. It's not like I own here. It's
oh,
fucking,
oh, well then.
But I want to point out
– and you're very posh. Does that mean you're the iron she-she?
I think the thing about exposed brick is it makes it easier to decorate, but I'm ultimately not a fan because the brick sheds. It's too much maintenance.
Wait, you decorate
it's
butt?
Hard to... Huh?
You decorate butt?
It's easy to decorate the brick walls. Come on!
To decorate
Bob's decorated a few butts in his day.
Oh.
Bow, 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 bow.
That's what it sounds like.
That just reminded me. I had a long road trip this weekend, and before I say that, I want to mention that this is the great Yankee Stadium guy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ruben Diaz Jr.
Let's quickly go back. So when the Big Four were playing at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. They had Anthrax Day in the Bronx, which doesn't sound as bad as you think.
It's Anthrax Day.
Anthrax Day. We have an Anthrax Day here in the Bronx. Because supposedly one member of Anthrax is from the Bronx, right? Is that?
Yeah, that's what we realized.
I'm Florida President Ruben Diaz Jr., and on behalf of the 1.4 million Bronxites, we are so happy, and we want to welcome the Big Four here on September 14th at the great Yankee Stadium. You know, the Bronx is the home of hip-hop and salsa, and today the Bronx is also the home of heavy metal.
The home of
We're particularly
and
excited
salsa.
Because we also have band members from Anthrax who are coming back home to the Bronx, being that they were raised here. And I also want to present this proclamation. It reads, whereas for over 30 years, Anthrax continues to bring the noise through the persistence of time. In the Bronx, New York City, and across the world. And whereas
a
band with strong...
Scott Ian looks so uncomfortable. I love it.
...by their fans worldwide for giving them...
No, they seem really happy.
...of metal.
No, look at
by
Scott. He's like...
Selling albums,
that's as
million.
Happy as he looks.
And
he's never a happy
today,
guy.
I welcome Anthrax back home as they keep it in the family.
Oh, okay, I get it. Jesus Christ.
Here in the Bronx.
Every Anthrax song?
While bringing a state of euphoria.
Also, you know that Ray over here, Ruben rather, has no idea what the joke is. Like, he's not really getting it.
Through the sounds of white noise.
That one he got. Because it's white guys that are noisy.
Now, therefore,
if you like the sound of white noise, go to the great Yankee Stadium and see 50,000 white people burping and farting on each other.
President of the Great Ball of the Bronx, who hereby proclaims today, September 14th, 2011,
almost
Day,
the anniversary,
right the Bronx,
Jesus. How are we
going to
celebrate?
Citizens.
Holy shit, it's been 10 years since this.
It's
unbelievable.
It's almost the 10th anniversary of Anthrax Day at the great Yankee Stadium. So close to 9/11, was that really well conceived to do that?
I think it was extremely well. It was more well conceived than they realized.
Hmm. Oh, because of Anthrax. Oh, was that the day Anthrax got released in 2001?
No, I don't think so.
September 14th, it might have been. It was like right after 9/11, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe that wasn't the day it was discovered, but maybe that's the day the person put it in the mail. Check the postmark on those packages.
So Ruben Diaz thought he was, like, commemorating the victims of the anthrax attack. He's looking at the plaque. He's like, what is this persistence of time? What is that? I don't understand. Why are we celebrating anthrax? And who's this little four-foot guy with a long-ass beard?
So I'm sorry. So is that guy, he's like what, like a councilman or something?
He's the Bronx borough president.
I
oh,
think
that's
maybe
right.
Now he's a congressman or something. I don't know if he's still... the Bronx Borough. He's
was
something
he,
now.
Was he the guy rapping before
yes.
Chuck mm-hmm. Schumer?
Yeah. That's my next question. Was he like a, does he have an album?
No,
he...
it's just the same as Chuck rapping. It's just,
oh.
Well, let's let all
the
grandstanding politicians. Still?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I've got to say Ruben Diaz kind of killed it because he had the energy of somebody who was welcoming Schumer on stage to collaborate with him.
I thought he was from like Hot 97 or something.
There he is. So got a double job. We don't know. The great
Hot 97. The one thing that kind of bugged me is that he called them Bronxites. I've never heard that. It's like Bronx
mineral.
Residents. Huh?
No. Sounds like a mineral or something.
It sounds like live cast stars.
Or like a
How
bug.
Dare you.
Like termites.
But they say Brooklynites. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but it's the Bronx.
So it's worse.
It is cool.
You should just get their own thing.
So I want to just quickly show this tweet because it's the best, like, unintentionally funny. Well, I'll just read it. Come with vax proof or get shot on sight. Raiders set COVID rules for fans. Sounds like they're going to get shot with a gun, not with the needle. But anywho. As I was saying, I had my road trip. We were talking about and I was listening to George Carlin's stand-up material, and I don't remember the last time I was in a car listening to stand-up material by myself, and like he would say something, like a big line, and I just uncontrollably would start hooting and hollering. Like I was on the Arsenio Hall show. It was wonderful. That was a good part of my road trip. The worst part of my road trip, which is anybody's worst nightmare, is I got a flat tire on the highway.
Oh, my God.
Did your car start spinning out? Which was it, a front tire, a back tire?
Did you roll over?
It was my front tire. And thankfully, my car alerted me to it. Like, it's not like I had to realize it myself. My car was like, hey, your tire's losing pressure. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then I looked at it, and it was like losing. It wasn't like – usually when that happens, it's like, oh, it's – to, you know, whatever the measurement is, like whatever the
too fast, too furious.
PSI. Thank you. The 2 PSI lower, but no, it was like going like 30, 25. 10, and I was like, whoa. At first I was like, do I need to just drive very slowly to the next exit? I'm like, no, I think I should just pull over. I'm not going to drive on a wheel. And not that it mattered because I busted the tire anyway. So I pull over and I'm like, oh shit, what do I do?
The tire or the rim?
The tire.
Okay.
Yeah, the rim is fine.
You get to,
Rob's
you
decorating
the thing is, if I kept driving on it, I might have messed up the rim. But go ahead.
I just wanted to ask, you said the car alerted you. Like, did you have like a celebrity, you know, dashboard that's like Ruben Diaz going, bro, your tire just popped. Bro,
no, it was Ed Sheeran. It was Ed Sheeran. Like, your tire, it's popping. No, I don't know. No, it was just an alert on the screen. It wasn't an audio alert. There was
exactly
no
what Ed Sheeran sounds like.
I want to hear the joke that Sid made that Rob walked all over about his rims.
Rob's decorated rims before.
And asses before, you said.
So I pull over and first I'm like Googling what to do. I've never had a flat tire before. Thankfully, I knew I had a spare in the back. And so I have a lease. So part of my lease has like a warranty where they have roadside assistance, which is why I didn't have AAA. Because like, oh, that covers basically everything AAA does. So I call them and it felt like it was like the first time this woman ever like took a roadside assistance call, because I was on the phone with her way too long. Like she was like, oh, for some reason this isn't popping up. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
There's a button in your car. You could probably push that to call.
Well, it would be the same. It would be calling the same number. It all goes. But so anyway, finally she's like, okay, we're going to send you a text message. There's going to be someone coming on your way. And then it's like, okay, this tow company is coming. They'll be there in an hour. Here's the, which that sucked, knowing that it's going to be at least an hour. So I'm hanging out. I'm killing time, listening to music.
G-chatting me.
Taking a piss on the side of the highway.
Oh, no.
I really have to pee. What am I going to do? I'm going to be there for an hour. I can't hold it.
You have like a water bottle in the car you could pee into?
No, I didn't. I just kind of opened the passenger door to like kind of block me and then like, P pee on the floor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were in the driver's seat peeing out the passenger.
No, I was standing.
The arc of urine just missing the seat.
Jimmy Urine's name originated.
And then I get like half an hour later, I get an alert that my toe has been canceled, which is like, what? What the fuck?
Oh,
and then like,
oh,
we're going
to Uber.
We're going to send you a new, we'll send you a new one. And so they send me a link and it's like, oh, waiting to update. I'm like, you know what? This is what's going on. I try to call them back again. I get another person was like, oh, I don't know. Let me put you on hold. And then she calls me back. I was like, oh yeah, they'll do something. And she sounded so unsure of herself that I'm like, at this point, it's already been an hour. And I realize that nothing has been done. I'm in the exact same place that I was the moment I got my flat tire. There's no progress. And it's like, I have to take matters into my own hands. I can't rely on like whatever.
So you changed the tire yourself like a hero.
No, he carried the car home. His giant hands.
So I start calling local tire shops. And already it's kind of like getting late. It's almost sun. It's almost like 8 o'clock. So a lot of them are no one's picking up. Like, oh,
what
my God, am I going to be?
It?
I gonna be it was the middle of the week. So it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
But like, I wasn't like, I'm not going to be stuck on the hot, you know, like this. I can't. This isn't like that kind of thing. Anyway, finally, one angel of a tire repairman picks up and he alerts me. And now it all everything makes sense. He says the New Jersey Turnpike, which I was on, they do not allow these companies to come. Only the New Jersey Turnpike can send like a licensed, like one of their pre-screened guys. Because they don't want just anybody doing stuff on the side of the highway. I guess there's some law.
And I'm sure that their people are much better than any other person towing.
Well, New Jersey, so they probably just have to pay somebody off.
Yeah, exactly. It's just you just have to register with them. Anyway.
But at least that tow company is successful enough to be able to afford to bribe a politician, so that vouches for them indirectly.
So he thankfully gave me the number, and I called them, and then it was like, oh, it'll be half an hour. Turns out it was another hour.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So total time. 2 hours, 45 minutes. I was fucking standing there.
How much?
It was $70. It was like, what am I fucking calling? If I could have been gone an hour and a half before. Yeah, I did tip. Give me $10. Because I was so happy. I was like, thank you. So then I'm like, I'm making up for lost time by speeding. And so what he told me was like, hey, you can, this is like a temporary thing, but you have to get your tire. You have to fix your tire. Put it back on.
You got a donut?
It was like a tiny tire. It wasn't the same size as
those
my.
Those are always so weird because it's like a little tiny wheel, and then the rest of the wheels are like regular size.
Yeah.
So it just, I don't know. It looks like a foreign.
I felt like
Lego.
I was in a clown car. And so what I learned the next day when I went to the tire shop is you're only supposed to go at maximum 50 miles an hour. Otherwise, it's dangerous. I was going like 85.
Wait, you're only supposed to go on that car?
On the donut, yeah, on the spare, because it's not even. I'm guessing. You know, it could have tipped over. A worst case scenario, you know.
Or another flat.
Yeah, you're right.
But at least you know what the process is for the next one, so maybe it wouldn't have taken another 3 hours.
Well, no, at that point, I'd have to be towed because I wouldn't have another tire to put on it.
Couldn't bring you a tire.
And now here's the thing. So my tire was busted. It was irreparable, allegedly.
Irreparable.
And so irreparable. Thank you. Irreparable.
You're irreparable.
And so I had to find. So at first I was like, well, what can we do? He's like, well, we can replace all the tires. How much is that? $800. Okay, no. You can replace 2 of the tires. I was like, well, how about I just call around? Anyway, so I had to wait another day until they brought in the tire, and then it was just a whole thing. But the getting stuck on a highway for 3 hours, actually not as bad as I thought. I eventually started napping. I just couldn't
you
help
told
it.
Me you were going to do that. I'm like, don't nap on the fucking highway. Yeah. That's
what
like
else is there to do? Why?
Read? I don't know.
I tried. I did it all.
Be aware of your surroundings.
And then that's when I started listening to George Carlin, and it really made the whole trip. Like, his hour specials feel like 20 minutes because he's so good.
I got to say, and, the highway, like,
it's so good that, like, even some of the stuff that all of it, like, there's nothing that could be canceled. There's maybe some language that probably isn't as acceptable nowadays, but it all comes from a good place, I feel. You know, like, his point of view is the, like, he's a great debater. Like, he creates a pretty bulletproof argument for whatever he's arguing about. Or
really a debate if it's just him talking?
Well, you know what I mean. He's a good he puts forth a good argument for the thesis of his statements.
Okay.
Sid, I got to ask you. You said that you should never sleep in your car on a highway. If you're going to sleep on the car, isn't that like the best place to sleep? Because like literally no one is going to stop their car and come out and like harm you.
Aren't they?
I mean, really? Do you think that's like, they could, but I feel like they're going 50, you know.
Darren, have you never heard the expression highway robbery?
I don't know. I mean, yeah,
it's got to come from somewhere.
I guess. I feel like there's a lot more robberies on like regular streets.
Also, I feel like if like the highway patrol or cops drove by and saw a dude sleeping in their car on the side of the road, that might be ticketable or something.
Hey, I don't think you're allowed to sleep on the side of the road, because I know that like when I was working in trucking, they weren't allowed to stop off on the side unless it was like a designated area. I think there's like designated areas where you're supposed to do that.
Were you in a designated area?
No, I had a flat. I had to pull over.
You tell the cop that. They're not going to bust you.
Yeah.
What if, like, the tow truck or the tire change people showed up and saw you asleep and, like, oh, he looks so peaceful.
I wasn't, the thing is, I was so impatient. Like, any light glaring on the rearview mirror, I would look. I was like, is that it? Is that it?
And there's probably, a lot of noise.
It wasn't so much I was sleeping. I just laid down. Like, I put my
seat
down. Yeah,
like
reclined.
When you came over my place last weekend and fell asleep on my couch? Like that? It was like that?
No, that I fell asleep.
Sure. What were you guys doing that tired Rob out so much?
Well, we ate Chinese food, the great 86 noodle, and then
Rob decorated some rims.
Yeah, rims of toilets, for sure.
That's where that stain came from. We were watching I Think You Should Leave on Netflix. And me and my wife were laughing very loud, and then we just look over, and there'd be Rob snoring.
I was like,
snoring. This is the best part. Let me laugh extra loud to, like, maybe wake him up.
Did he?
And that would work, and he'd wake up. But then 15 seconds later, he'd be asleep again. So he missed all the good parts. I was disappointed.
Aww.
I've seen it before. That's it.
It has layers. It's funnier every extra viewing.
You're right.
Classic.
But so you had a photo of Rob, I believe, last week sleeping, and he didn't just sit back and pass out. He like leaned over in like a 90-degree direction and fell asleep on the handle of the couch, if I remember correctly.
No. There's the top of the couch is under shoulder level for me, so I was kind of leaning to rest my head on the top of the couch. It was more of like a 45 degree angle.
So much
it's
shit
a
you
comfy
have to go
couch.
Through to,
yeah.
to get comfortable when you're 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
We have this house and we have absolutely no furniture. So we went to Lazy Boy to try out all these different couches.
My couch is a Lazy Boy.
It is.
My couch.
So I'm very excited because, after sitting on these like reclining couches, there is no other couch. So we're getting this like electric reclining couch, and it like, oh man, it's so cool. It doesn't just bring the feet up. It brings the back, like it reclines the back as well. Oh, wow. So you're just in this like,
you're just going to pass out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. We have like a drink holder in between.
Oh,
it's gonna be like the perfect couch to just
you just need the toilet in there so you never have to get up.
Well, you don't have to put a drink in the drink holder. You can just squat over it.
Do you remember in the Simpsons when Homer sat up and like he peeled himself off the couch and had the groove in it? That's what's gonna happen to us.
Yeah. You gotta rotate the cushions.
I feel like that definitely happened when me and Sid lived together, and this was even an old couch.
That wasn't our couch, yeah.
That wasn't even our couch. That was the couch that was in the apartment before we moved in.
Whoa!
We moved in, and we added our grooves into it. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Nothing wrong with that. Trusty piece of furniture. It adheres to your ass.
And
speaking of ass, don't we have an advertisement to read, Robert?
We do. Let me. I was actually
and then we have an email that Darren needs to answer. Someone demanded an answer from Darren.
I wouldn't say it was a demand. It was just a question.
Trying to have alliteration.
Before we get to the hate mail, I want to mention Rotted Through is releasing their debut album, The Depths, on September 10th, on all major platforms. The Depths is a Darknet-inspired horror show that gets deliberately heavier the deeper you descend. Get your pre-order September 3rd on iTunes, Bandcamp, or RottedThrough.com. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at RottedThrough.
I'll do that right now.
If you were the guy from the great Yankee Stadium, you would call them Rotted True.
T-R-U, though.
Yankee Stadium.
Speaking of Yankee Stadium, I was watching it was the only baseball game on this afternoon, and they did a crowd shot, and there was a kid in a Virginity Rocks t-shirt at Yankee Stadium. Thought that was very appropriate and delightful. I posted a picture in the Discord, if anyone...
Did that Johnny Urine guy chaperone him?
Oh, my God.
No.
Johnny Urine was like, not for long, kid.
I do not feel comfortable with these jokes.
I thought my joke was fine.
I have to. I was
as always, it takes it too far.
That's right.
So the hate mail we got was from Robaba, live cat, top live cast fan of the week, Robaba, Robba two B's.
I don't know why that's so funny, but it is.
It's like Mushmouth.
Sounds like Shlomo.
Seen how you quiet or sing, singer for passing.
Yeah, he sounds like that too. That's Rush Limbaugh, by the way. Not us making fun of that and making ethnic slurs.
R.I.P. Limbaugh.
No.
R.I.P. a no good piece of shit.
That's R.I.P. too. Rest in piss.
Rest in Johnny Urine.
Ooh, imagine Rush Limbaugh goes to hell and his punishment is to like be transformed into an underage child because like, he went to the Dominican raped underage girls.
I'm okay with that.
That's what hell is. I mean, I'm not, you know, that's what Christian's concept of it is.
So. You know, like in the lawsuit, the director for, I don't remember, James Gunn, the victim said that they had a To Catch a Predator parties and he was there as well.
Wait, what lawsuit?
For James
you mean
Gunn.
Bryan Singer?
No,
James Gunn is the
Gunn.
Suicide Squad guy.
What did James Gunn do?
Hold on, I want to check myself before I wreck this guy. But no, he's in the lawsuit.
Noah has been engulfed in the world of child predators lately in Hollywood.
James Gunn.
What did he do?
So what's the lawsuit? Give us the context, Noah. Set it up.
Well, the whole Johnny Urine thing. In his lawsuit.
Oh, I didn't know that this was involved with Johnny Urine. I thought you were just...
Oh, wait,
yes,
wait.
They're friends. They both... So, or like the victim in her statement said that they used to have To Catch a Predator parties at James Gunn's house. And Johnny Urine would attend these parties or party, whatever.
What does that consist of? They get to sit around and eat like snacks and watch To Catch a Predator or they act...
It's like, I guess it's like a dress-up party.
They all dress like Chris Hansen? He just wears a nondescript suit. Like, what's the...
No, I think, like, the girls dress like little girls. And...
Oh, no. Does it say that, or are we making assumptions here?
There was a photo I saw.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if I want to see it.
No,
yeah, I
have the receipts.
Can we get this copyright stricken, please? Anyone?
Here,
YouTube?
I'll put it in the chat room. then, you guys. Yeah. It's on Paris Hilton.
Oh.
Also,
I think like all the way at the bottom.
Didn't he do something, Paris Hilton?
I'm sure he's done something.
Well, he ratted out a bunch of celebrities and then apologized for it years later after he made a shit ton of money.
Ratted out for what?
For his gossip site.
But, like, rat, what about them? Did he rat out?
Oh, this is already bad. Oh, okay. So
he's dressed like a priest. These girls with dolls.
I mean, can we say, I'm assuming.
So these girls look of age? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
not like,
well, I don't
they're
you know.
Dressing like, they're dressing like they're children.
I'm not implying that this is illegal. It's just very creepy. It's like in the Woody Allen zone, you know.
Also, it's uploaded to, it looks like the screenshot is from his website, jamesgunn.com. That's weird. Oh, also, this is from Ian Miles Chung.
Who's that?
A right-wing provocateur.
He goes to rallies and, like, tries to get punched in the face so he can complain about leftists.
Also, this is from 3 years ago, this tweet.
So maybe it's tangential, like he would go to these parties. Or was she saying that...
well, I'm trying to read this article, but this woman says that in the 90s, she entered a relationship with this urine guy, and she was only 15.
Mm-hmm.
How old was he?
25, 27.
Yeah.
She was 15. He was 27. Could it be any more obvious?
Ew.
Is that Avril Lavigne? What is that?
I think so. I don't even know.
Oh, Rob. Now who's at the To Catch a Predator party?
What?
Okay,
she's like 40.
You know what? I apologize. Because here it says he could even be seen in photos at a house party that was apparently To Catch a Predator themed, alongside Pal Uringer and his wife, Chantel Claret, who was dressed in the pics as a young child in pigtails.
Okay.
So, it's still creepy.
So it's creepy, but it's like, whatever. Yeah. It's not the end of the world.
But pretty creepy.
Yeah.
Not illegal, creepy,
but absolutely. But it's there's worse. It's worse if it's actually the act of, you know, with a 15-year-old is worse than doing something with an adult who dresses like a 15-year-old.
But that adult at one point was also 15.
Well, that's a fair point.
Oh, my God. So Ian Watkins is at some point was 2 years old as well. Sid,
true.
And what?
True. If you want to defend him, go for it, by all means.
No.
I'll let you talk.
No, I don't want to defend him.
What changed your mind?
Next, we go to Rubabub's email.
So yeah, Rubabub's email. He asks, 3D has said on numerous occasions that he doesn't like growling vocals because he can't understand the lyrics and prefers songs that can tell a story. Does this also mean he doesn't like any foreign language songs such as Rata Mahata or Mutter? FYI, Rata Mahata is actually better if you can understand what they're singing. Cheers. Rob from the UK.
Isn't that the song from The Lion King?
That's Hakuna Matata.
I thought he was ordering my favorite Indian dish. Alu Matar Gobi.
Oh, right. You did mention that recently. Still haven't got a chance to try that. No, I don't have a definitive like stance on growling. I think it's more of a spectrum. I think there's... I've said this before, certain types of growling that I can get with, like I would say Lamb of God is on the more acceptable growls that I can handle. Sort of intelligible. It's very raspy, but I can hear what he's saying. Things like that, you know, and then there's other things that it's just like Cannibal Corpse to me is just, you know, especially the old Cannibal Corpse. I don't miss the old Cannibal Corpse.
Thank you.
Chris Barnes. Because it's just pure bursts of, like, guttural. Like, you can't understand at all what he's saying unless you read liner notes.
It sounds like
notes.
Burping?
So, yeah. It just sounds like the voice is an instrument, and it's an ugly instrument that I don't want to listen to. But if the music's in another language and I don't understand what they're saying, like, if it's in Spanish, I can understand it, so I don't mind it. But if it's in another language and I can't understand it, no, it detracts from it for me. It doesn't mean the music's bad. It just ruins, it lacks a dimension that I can that I can unravel with my senses and enjoy it. So I like it less.
Can I just ask, like, those song titles, like, he didn't put, like, what bands those are those songs, like, so iconic that you guys recognized what they are? Like,
yeah, that's what I thought
it was an Indian dish.
Yeah.
Oh, Haka Baba, of course. How can I not know that? Can we hear this, or is it going to get us stricken again?
Are they, like, Rammstein tracks? What are they?
It was, the famous Michael Jackson single, Haka Bakaka, Haka Baba, featuring Rush Limbaugh.
One moment. Oh, I'm such an idiot. It's a Sepultura song.
Both of them are?
I still don't know it.
The other one is, let's see.
Ed Sheeran.
It's in Gaelic.
That's how you say poser in Gaelic.
Oh, Mutter is a Rammstein song.
Okay, there we go. Is it just a dancing cover?
No, that's Mother.
Doesn't that mean Mother or something?
Mutter!
Or Mutter?
Well, Rammstein I love, like, even though I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, for sure they work. And that Sepultura song, Ratamahata. Now that I saw the search result of the video, then I was like, oh, yeah, no, that song's great.
Do we have a translation of the lyrics? Because he said it's better without knowing the lyrics. I wonder why.
It's about to catch a predator theme parties.
Oh, no.
Yeah, how good they are. No.
That's what Sepultura is at, those parties.
No.
I like Rammstein, but I feel like if they sang in English, I'd enjoy it more. They're like the extreme case of, like, the very rare case of they're so good that I don't mind that they're singing in German. But, like, I really would enjoy it more if they sang. I know there's some parts that are in English or whatever, but so, like, wouldn't you feel it would be better, like, more enjoyable to you if you could parse what they're saying? There's some dimension.
But you know that, like, the lyrics are going to be in broken English, so, like, they won't be, like, grammatically correct. And I feel like that would get under some people's skin.
Well, are you implying you want them to try and sing in English, or just in, like, a magical world where they could sing in proper English, that would be better for you?
They're Germans. They could do what they want. I'm not, like, being English or American-centric that they should cater to me. I'm just saying I would enjoy it more if it was something I could, like, totally dig into. You know?
Yeah.
Why don't you just learn German?
Yeah, Darren.
I wouldn't, honestly. German is supposedly one of the easiest languages for English-speaking people to learn. So I've always
Only a hop, skip, and a jump to Yiddish.
I would honestly like to learn Yiddish too. There's so many things to do and so little time.
Yeah.
You know? Learning languages is hard.
Maybe, Rob, that's what you could have done while you waited for the tow truck.
Oh, yeah.
Rosetta Stone?
Yeah.
You already like Dua Lipa. Just get some Duolingo too. Promo code 3D.
Sneaking in those side live reads. God damn it.
It's got to make a living.
I want to mention in the YouTube chat for our live stream. By the way, you know, if you want to support the show, the best way to do it is to join our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. $5 a month gets you access to the video versions of our episodes that we record live, and also gets you access to bonus episodes. This month we review two things that are on HBO Max, the awful Space Jam movie and the awful Woodstock 99 documentary. And we have tons of great episodes, bonus episodes in the archives. We have experimental shows where we kind of change it up from our usual format. And then there's some shows where we just make fun of Mike Francesa for over an hour. So that's the best way to support us. If you don't want to do that, you can always, you know, for free, follow us on social media. Leave us a good rating. And if you want to listen live, which is Tuesdays at 6 to 7:30-ish, we do make the video stream live free while we are live. And you can chat with us, like Voodoo Chaos, who earlier, when we were playing the Chuck Schumer video, asked, can we get Chuck Schumer to collaborate with Ed Sheeran and Cradle of Filth? Great question.
No.
And,
what would that collab be called?
Oh, my God. That would be Dreidel of Phil.
Cradle of Yiddishkeit.
Yeah.
And then he also added later that Schumer actually lives by Alex Skolnick.
Hmm. See, that's just anti-Semitism. You're just assuming all Jews live together.
Yeah, and we know that Alex Skolnick is under the new Utrecht train track. So.
I think he's Italian. I don't think he's Jewish.
Well, who do you think writes the lyrics to Alex Skolnick's rap songs? He's getting that directly from Chucky.
Jingle Hopper gives us a hard ride back. And Voodoo Chaos finally notes, I went to Chappelle's show last week in Detroit where he recorded it for a Netflix special. And Voodoo Chaos says, trans and Asian people are going to be stoked once it gets released.
Oof.
Not sure.
Still with the trans humor? Oh, my God.
Well, if they're going to be stoked, maybe he said something nice about them.
Oh.
Or Voodoo Chaos could be sarcastic.
Yeah,
it's hard to tell. There was no indication one way or the other. Please clarify. Is there a
meme attached to the comment, Rob, that you could reference?
No.
Is there a slash S next to the comment that would indicate
sarcasm? No such thing.
That's how you indicate sarcasm on the internet, Rob. I don't know if you knew that.
It's one of the ways. Also, a winky face. It's a little winky. Oh.
You look like you're doing something else, Rob.
Looks like you're about to kiss a winky.
I wanted to also cut in and say that I really, really enjoyed breaking down Space Jam extensively on the Patreon. And I want to know if other people enjoy our movie breakdowns and if you have a movie that you would like us to dissect. I think I would love to take some suggestions on that.
Yeah, for sure. You're always open to suggestions.
I want to know which of our Patreon episodes people like more and stuff like that.
And
what about
also,
that photo?
Yeah, I was just about to mention it. Darren, you had a very interesting moment on the train. can you give us a little setup here while I load up the photo?
Well, I'm afraid that I hope this isn't a letdown because I feel like the photo says 99% of this. I have nothing really to add. Except this bizarre photo of a person, but I'll let you put it up. I was on the train, and I saw a guy walking around on the train platform, bare-chested with shorts on, and he had a giant traffic cone on his head, just completely covering his head.
Yeah, there's like no like eye holes or anything.
Yeah.
It's just like a cone from the street on his head.
Yeah, and he walked up and down the platform very close to the edge, I might add.
Was he walking in a straight line? Like, did it seem like he could see where he was going?
That's a good question. He was walking slowly, but he wasn't wobbling and he wasn't weaving. He was walking in a straight line, but very slowly. So I would say probably his vision was obstructed, but he could see.
He's got, like, some shopping bags.
He has his handle on there. Did we ever look that up?
Yeah, let's look
I looked
that up,
it up
Rob.
And it didn't. It didn't return any results, but I'd only looked it up on Google. Like, it could be an Instagram handle or something. I didn't look that up.
But I feel like Google would have sent you to that
Maybe.
If that existed. Imagine if he just came up with the handle and forgot to, like, register it.
Yeah, and also it's visible on the screen, but let's not say it in case it's something gross. So, you know, only our video viewers will have seen it.
Okay, there is an
Instagram.
He's a
performance artist.
All right. That's what I figured it was because there's two pictures of him with the cone.
Oh,
and I
kind
of figured that because he was walking around with a bunch of shit. So, like,
it kind of looks like the KKK thing from far away. The Kern hat or whatever it's called.
Well, you know what it immediately reminded me of was that Grand Theft Auto ad where the guy, it's called Pisswasser. It's an ad for Pisswasser beer.
Oh, yes.
And at one point, there's a guy wandering around with a traffic cone on his head. If you could find that. When we're done looking at this guy.
Oh, no. He's
humping
a light post
with the cone
too.
On. Yeah. Wearing the cone.
Oh, come on.
This is just not. Yeah. You see people like this all over New York.
How many followers did he have, Rob? Let's see if this is actually working for him or not. I'm curious.
Rob, you're muted.
And Rob, you're muted. Oh,
he has 4,000 followers. Okay. Still too many. But not
would
bad.
You walk around shirtless with a cone on your head for 4,000 Instagram followers, Rob?
No.
I think he'd just do it on the weekend. like for the not without a camera present.
Just for fun, it's on the way to the beach.
No, I don't know. I need to see where I was going.
I'm gonna send you the piss washer ad.
Oh yes, please.
There it is.
And while you do that, I do want to mention we. Oh wow, my screen is so much darker now. The sun is setting.
Yes, Rob. That's what happens
time,
when
man.
The sun
time
sets.
Is crazy.
Time. Do you want to talk about our Spotify picks while you are looking
Darren,
for whatever
Darren
it is you're looking for?
Darren sent it to me, so here we go.
Last night I think I shit the bed. Got so drunk I gave a dude head. Life is just a merciful blur when you pop a piss washer. Piss washer, don't drink it slow. 3 a.m. for buy some flow. Sleep in the bathroom on the floor. What really matters anymore?
Oh yeah, there he is.
Except it's only on top. That guy could see where he was going.
And cheap German lager for export only.
I miss Grand Theft Auto.
You know, by the way, this is a little trivia about that. The singer of that is Anthony Cumia from Opie and Anthony.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I found that out recently.
Do you like the song less now?
I mean, no, it's still funny. He just sang off a script and he did a good job. I don't just because he's an asshole and a bad human being doesn't mean it's a bad art, you know, like Megadeth.
Sure.
Megadeth. I crack up whenever I watch. There's also another piss washer. I don't have to play it, but it's like in Grand Theft Auto 4, and in 5 they had another one, which was like the country version of Budweiser commercials, like America's Great, and I love Budweiser. You know those. So they did that too. That was pretty good. He's not.
So the audio of that was from the video game.
Yes, the whole.
And then
video
somebody
too.
Just edited together like a video.
No, the video is in the game. The video is on the TV. If you can watch TV in the world of the game.
Oh.
That's one of the ads.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty cool.
The other thing that's pretty cool is our Spotify playlist. Ooh. Every week, each one of us, we pick a jam, throw it in our playlist, which we call the Metal Injection Livecast Music Break. Supposed to getting a copyright strike by embedding the songs in our episode, we just separate them into a little playlist. It's very fun. Got a bunch of good stuff in there. And each one of us picks a song. So this week I picked System of a Down's Deer Dance from the album Toxicity. And the reason is that a week ago was the 20-year anniversary of the release of the Chop Suey single. And then we're less than a month away from the 20th anniversary of Toxicity being released, which... It came out, I believe, on 9/11, or maybe the week before 9/11. That really punches me in the gut because this album really meant a lot to me as a 17, 18-year-old Rob. And I literally listened to it every day for 6 months. I believe I mentioned it when we had Darren from System of a Down on. I love this album. I put it on recently still. Rules, and I picked my favorite song off of it that is, you know, one of the more known ones, which is Deer Dance. So how about Noah?
Your
what
favorite
you
System of a Down album?
Yes, I would say it is my favorite. It's certainly the one I've listened to the most. I would
yeah,
say this one.
It's linked to a moment in your life that you remember.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's a great point. I very vividly link it to the specific going to college. Like, I just have a memory of leaving our college radio station after we do our show, and I have a long train ride, and I would just listen to that on the whole train ride back home. So, absolutely. I would say that's my favorite album, followed by the first album, then Steal This Album, then the two final albums. That's how
I
rank them.
All the later albums have a couple of songs that I'm not that crazy about, but that one that you selected a song from, Toxicity, is just straight through, like just hammers you. Like it's so good with no valleys at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Noah, what did you pick?
I picked in honor of the great Yankee Stadium story that we had. I picked Anthrax, Room for One More.
I love that song.
Yeah, I love that song too. Just think there's like a lot of cool riffs in there. And I do love that John Bush is singing. I kind of like him better than Joey, but
yeah.
Just
much better.
I was watching the video not too long ago because on the show that I work on with Nikki Glaser, who's a comedian and she has no link to metal, we call our listener mail Fanthrax, and she like allowed me to play her like one Anthrax song, and I was like, okay, well, which one should I play for her as like a gateway song so she would like metal? So I was like, maybe I'll do Room for One More because it has like that grunge vibe thing where it's, you know, like John Bush has a great voice and he's singing and she likes good singing and stuff like that. So maybe that will be the gateway, but I still haven't selected it. I just feel like I have like one chance.
Maybe
just one opportunity.
Maybe suggest other tracks.
Oh, yes. Anyone reason. Wants to help me get someone who's not into metal.
You haven't done
metal.
This yet? You haven't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Is this going to take place on the show or just like in your personal time? You're going to send her a link?
Like personal time, probably.
I think if
just
you want
to can't play.
Accessible Anthrax, probably only.
Oh, that is on my list. That's a good one, too.
Classic. The old neo Anthrax when they were like trying to be somewhat rock radio friendly, and like, but not cynically. Like, I think it came out really good. I think they did a good job with it.
Yeah, and then when I logged in today, I saw Sid's background. And Darren, does it remind you of the State of Euphoria album cover? And then Sid made a funny joke.
Rob looks more euphoric than the people on that cover.
Oh. I wanted to know, where is that from when we did one of those everyone does a filter things on Facebook?
Yeah, I think it was like one of those apps where it makes you look like an anime, like it gives you anime eyes or something like that.
Looks
but
like
I don't
Rob's
think we
on
did for ourselves.
Rob
where did you get that photo from, Sid?
Rob's Instagram.
Okay.
That's where I get most of the photos, unless he's in my apartment sleeping, then I get them from that. But otherwise, it's from his Instagram.
How often
Sid, what
is
your
pick? Apartment sleeping?
Well, we'll see if he plays his cards right. I picked the song Lori Myers by NoFX because it's from the first NoFX album I ever heard. And it's the first song, I think, where I heard it's a duet with Kim Shattuck from The Muffs, who is now dead, which is very sad. But it's the first song I ever heard her on. And I thought it was great. And that's what made me explore The Muffs more. And then I fell in love with The Muffs. Her vocals are great, and it's just a nice – you don't get too many punk rock duets, so it's a nice change of pace.
Darren?
I picked Hard Rain Fallen by Sir Lord Baltimore. No relation to Jimmy Urine Falling. That's a different type of Hard Rain Falling. But do you guys all know Sir Lord Baltimore?
They're
like
not.
Kind of a proto-metal, like late 60s. I read somewhere they were the first band that was ever referred to as heavy metal.
Oh, wow.
Not that they invented it, but that they were the first to be reviewed. And the term was coined in a review of their album. So I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't know.
Oh, I thought it was coined in the Steppenwolf song.
I could be.
Heavy metal thunder.
But that's not referring to a band.
Oh, okay.
That's just
okay.
Saying it.
Yeah. That's fair. And also they're from Brooklyn. So.
Oh, wow.
That was a cool little nugget.
Do you know which neighborhood?
Well, Brooklyn. Well, let's just say Bensonhurst. That's where everyone famous claims to be from.
Or Midwood.
Who's famous from Midwood? Woody Allen.
Us.
Oh, us, yeah.
Yeah.
Three of us.
Yeah, not Rob. Sorry, Rob.
Brighton.
Rob's a Brighton bitch.
Did I ever tell this story on the air? Let me tell this briefly. When I was in first grade, there were some Russians. It wasn't like how it is now in Brooklyn, but like every class of mine had like three or four or five recent emigres from the Soviet Union, which it still was then. And One of them was in my first grade class, and the teacher was doing this thing where you go around the room, pick the first person, and they have to say, I'm going to the beach, and I'm bringing something with the letter A, and they say apple or whatever. So this kid, his name was Fred. His name is Fred Fisher. I remember very clearly. And he wrote his name on his papers, Frat. He would write F-R-A-T. So we all called him Frat Fisher. It was mean because he couldn't speak English well. It's fucked up. But he went second, right? And he goes, the teacher says, I'm going to the beach and I'm bringing, he didn't know what to say. And he goes, an apple. He says, an apple. And then she says, and something with the letter B. And he goes, beach. So then she says, all right. So now everyone had to go, the C person had to go, I'm bringing an apple and I'm bringing the beach. And I'm bringing cookies. And then it was like, I'm bringing an apple and I'm bringing the beach and cookies and da-da-da. Yeah. I always remember that. I'm bringing beach.
And then after class, you all ganged up on him and beat the shit out of him like in Full Metal Jacket with the soap.
Of course. You can't make everyone say beach all day and then get away with it. We taught a lesson.
It was the dead of winter.
Teach us an English faster.
Yeah.
It was for his own good.
Learn how to call a fucking ambulance. But wait, Fred Fisher does not sound like a Russian name.
I think probably that was in the era when you were supposed to still Americanize your name because to assimilate. Now they don't give a fuck.
Have you looked this guy up on Facebook?
No. Well, go ahead. I don't know. You're really curious.
I feel like that's too common of a name that I wouldn't likely. There'd be like 8,000 Fred Fishers.
Look it up with Frat.
I think he still spells it that way.
He's sentimental about it.
Do you think he ended up joining a frat?
That's a good question. I know that he eventually quickly learned to speak English. Like the next year he was in my class again in second grade and he spoke like just with an accent, but perfect English.
All right. Good on you, frat.
Good job.
Yeah, I think it's easier when you're a kid to learn new languages.
Oh, yeah.
Than older. Rob, are you okay? It looks like you're like disappearing into darkness.
I'm very brooding now. Is Jimmy urine behind you?
Oh, no.
Ah! Look out.
Rob's too old.
It's true. But if it's dark enough, he may not, you know.
He's got a boyish spirit.
And Rob's very smooth and supple, you know.
Is Rob smooth?
Yeah, except he'll get to the beard and then.
Yeah.
He always shows off his winky.
Oh, no.
What? Really?
No, he was going winky before.
Oh, wink! I thought you meant like there's some parties that you're going. What do you do at your house, Sid? You stick his dick in the mash for days?
Thankfully, the winky was enclosed at all times.
That's good.
Thank you for that, Rob.
I think Rob's a very demure individual. I don't think he'd be taking it. I mean, maybe if he was invited to, he might. I don't think he's just going to whip it out.
Would you have taken out your winky, Rob, if I asked you to? No?
No. No.
I mean, technically, he did take his winky out. When he went to the restroom.
Mm-hmm. Don't know that. Might have an adult diaper on.
Then why bother going to the restroom?
Yeah. Jimmy Urine just heard the word adult and tuned out of our podcast.
Oh, God damn it.
Good.
Sorry.
Fuck the urine.
Is he a patron?
No, but we do have a lot of patrons. And I specifically want to shout out our top livecast fans of the week. And to be a top livecast fan, you enter at the $10 tier. You get everything for the $5 tier, the bonus episodes, the video versions. And you get a shout out at the end of the show. And, of course, our eternal gratitude. We really thank all of our patrons. We really appreciate the support. It helps out a lot. And it shows how much it keeps us going. It's like, wow, we can't stop because these people love us. And the round of people I'm about to shout out particularly love us. So God bless the Eric. God bless the Rabaganoush, a.k.a. Justin. Fuck the Benjamin. He no share no coke. El Duderino, I take your marijuana over the border, and you give it to Dan. Ah, you piece of shit.
Hold on. Iron Shishi, you need to be a little bit more shishi with this. Turn it up.
Fuck the tomorrow! Rock Destroyer! You no good motherfucker! Samathan, Iamathan, Iizathan, where is my coke? I have a good money for you.
Cheap Jew Russia.
Gender. 7-year-old baby. Why you kill the Massachusetts? Why you make him go see the crustacean temptation again?
I'm supper. I'm the real.
Dallas, the real. Robo Vampiro, the real. You go like Taco, owe me $20. Piece of shit.
Mr. Jim Rivera, he's...
Lando Dex, he's from the Minnesota. And I have respect for him and LaCroix. Scooby-Doo 182, I fuck you in the ass, make you humble. And Douglas, who are you, Levison? You're okay. So those are our top live cast fans of the week. Bless your hearts. That's our show, folks. Thanks for listening. We love you. We'll be back next week. I'm going to be broadcasting remote from L.A.
Ooh.
So we'll see how that works. And how about you guys? What are you guys going to be doing?
Same thing I'm doing right now.
Yeah, me too.
Same thing we do every Tuesday night, Winky. Try to take over the podcast world.
Tuesday Night Winky is a good new name for the show if we wanted to change the name. Some of that Tuesday Night Winky.
My goodness. All right, we're out of here.
So it's
a Wednesday Winky. All right. That's our show. Thank you for listening. We love you. Kisses.
Recording stopped.
Woo. That's a good one.
I know. There's so much like silly shit going on.
So I guess something from the Chuck Schumer stuff would be a good clip.
Yeah, that winky part, just that like 10 seconds thing. Darren, you're muted. Or I can't hear you.
Wait.
Do you mean the part
there
just...
Oh, there we go.
Like just now? Or was there something...
No, a little earlier. The first time I was winking. Wink. Winking.
Oh, yeah, like Rob was going like wink, wink.
Hey, but can you give me some context what we were talking about?
What were we winking
I don't
about?
Remember.
Whatever.
Find it.
I guess there was something in the Cradle of Filth thing, and then we kind of veered off into something else. I'm sure there's like a one-minute clip in there.
I think when we asked the question, like, would it be Danny Filth doing the Ed Sheeran or Sheeran doing Danny Filth?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Good question.
Yeah, that's extract that part, and then we can ask the fans how do they think the collaboration would sound.
And maybe they can send us voicemails like with like a little snippet of what they think it would be.
Oh.
Encourage them.
And then one of the days I'm going to post that Conehead pick. So that's Thursday, Friday covered.
Okay. Was there any other visual thing? Oh, the Schumer thing. Yeah. Definitely got to do that. Okay.
What about Rob and his flat tire? Is there anything?
Yeah. I don't think we like had any good riffs on that, really.
How dare you?
I mean, like,
everyone's a critic.
All right, I'm out of here.
Oh. Okay, go play with your winky.
Yeah.